It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
What is this radio thing we're on?
This is terrestrial radio.
Wow.
It's very different.
Different than podcasting, which is where this show actually originated. It was from the podcasting realm.
That's right. I had mentioned that a few times in you talking to me, my other show here at CJAM.
But there's some people who may not even know about that show, who listen to this show now.
Right. And some that have maybe just heard about the Jabbercast now from me mentioning it on You Talking to Me, that now went over to the Jabbercast to check it out.
Well, our old shows are there, are
That's
they not?
That's right. Yeah, of course. And the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning Facebook page, where everybody can hang out.
Well, they can like us, check us out, what we're doing, what the new topics are going to be for upcoming shows, and find out a little bit about Lippo and Big JD.
Yeah, so in Facebook, just search Big JD and Lippo. And we do have topics for our morning shows. And today happens to be email, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah. Something that a lot of people can't live without, and something that a lot of people try to stay away from.
And I imagine there's some people who've never done it at all.
Email, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
So first we'll get into a little bit of real news.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, here we are in the newsroom, the CJAM newsroom. 99.1 FM radio newsroom.
Glad to be here.
I still want to say the Jabbercast newsroom.
Get your head out of the past, buddy.
And move on to the future.
Here we are.
This is the future.
Are we going to be able to do the news that's going to happen in the future, or are we doing the news that's already happened?
Oh, that would be pretty sweet. Actually, speaking of which was a later story of mine, telling the future, Kiefer Sutherland is going to be in a new show.
Okay.
And of course, did you watch 24 at all?
I have seen many episodes of it, yes.
It was all right. Yeah, this thing is called Touch. And he plays the father of an 11-year-old boy who can tell the future, I guess, future events, the ability to predict events before they happen.
Oh, cool.
So that should be pretty cool. And that comes from the director or creator, I guess, of Heroes. Tim King, is it?
I think so. I like that show too, Heroes.
Heroes was cool. Yeah. Did you watch later Heroes or no?
Yes.
Did you watch later Heroes?
Yeah, it was one of the shows that I actually like. I don't watch much TV at all, but that is one of the
shows. I saw a couple seasons, and then it started to get really wild. Yeah. And at some point, I stopped watching it. Not because of that. I think I just, I don't know, my attention moved on to something else, I guess. But
imagine that. And it'd be good if we could do the news in the future. We'd tell you what the lottery numbers are for Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to tell everybody. Would you tell everybody the lottery numbers?
Well, yeah.
Maybe if you won a couple times yourself first.
Yeah, first you just keep it to yourself, and then you let everybody else win little piddly nothing, because everybody's going to be like, 12,000 people won $1 million.
You could win it every time. That would be funny.
The people at the lottery office would get a little suspicious, I think.
They couldn't kick you out.
No.
Could they kick you out of anywhere?
I don't think
You're
so.
You're not anywhere.
Besides that, I'm rich.
There was a study that was done on chronic fatigue, and they thought it might have been linked to a virus.
Okay.
Results of that study had recently come in, and they found that it's not.
Yeah, no kidding.
Didn't we? We've talked before on our other show, the Jabbercast, and again, people can check the jabbercast.com out if you want to, you know, check out past Jabbercast podcast shows or whatever, but that's where we're from. We've talked about funding before, research groups and things like that, getting funding for doing
whatever they want to find out something
for their
about.
Research and everything. Yeah. And yeah, we could probably get funding for something really stupid.
Such as?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe some type of study between the curly phone cords and the straight phone cords, maybe.
What about guitar cords?
Well, what about them?
Well, I'd like a nice
curly one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can get those.
Of course. I know Gordy Johnson uses them.
They're a little more scarce now, though. You don't really see them.
Yeah, they're not making those quite as readily as they used to.
I think in the 60s and stuff like that, or earlier maybe, those were a pretty cool thing to have.
I know, but they were awful to store, though. You go to pull them out, it's
you can't wind those like...
No.
What would you do with it?
You put it in a box, I guess.
Well, maybe if somebody came out with them with a nice special case for them.
Yeah, you would need a case where you could coil it up.
Yeah. That's for somebody who just stays right in kind of one spot, kind of neat. I mean, you couldn't really do too much with it.
Do you know someone who got money for a study that wasn't in a university or worked at a laboratory of some kind?
No, I don't. Do you?
I don't think people off the street, especially you and I.
I think I should be able to get some money for a study. That's for sure.
You are right off the street.
Yes, I am. I just walked in off the street, as a matter of fact.
They asked you if you knew how to speak English, and they said, and you said yes, and so here you are on the microphone.
And here I am. Some local news from the Windsor, Detroit area, Windsor Spitfires. They just won their first game out of the few games. Do you follow Spitfires at all? I certainly don't.
I like to follow them. It's early in the season, so I'm not quite caught up, but I thought they lost their first game, but this was their home opener. Is that what they lost? Or
it was at WFCU.
Okay.
And it was against Sarnia, I think.
Okay. And they won that game?
They did win that game. And I think that was their third game and their first win. So,
okay.
Good for them, though. And also, right here, the University of Windsor football team had just won a game.
How about them Lions?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of against. Oh, that was against Waterloo. They just won a game. Nice for them. And how about the Lions?
Yeah. 3-0.
It's awesome.
Well, I don't think they won
three. Tigers, games. Too, are doing great.
Oh, yeah. The Tigers are there. Well, they're World Series bound, if you ask me. But
All works out.
Like, the Lions haven't won three games in a whole season forever. Let alone the first three games. They're already way ahead of the game.
Right.
And just like right after I totally bailed on them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like 30 years of being a Lions fan, I just got sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
So now I'm a 49ers fan.
I know Lippo has a piece of world news for us.
World news today.
Would that be considered world news? Just if it's, I mean, we're Windsor Detroit Radio.
Right, yeah.
Is that world news? Or is it, you know?
Well, it's in the same continent, but, you know, people in Russia, the same continent for them is Thailand. It's all in the same ordeal.
There you go.
In a place called Issaquah, it's Indian, native Indian, I would assume. And that's in Washington State. And apparently there was some guy there who got out of his car on Main Street with a gun. No, two guns. One was a bolt action and the other one was a automatic gun. And he started shooting. Started walking down the street, started walking towards a high school. And people were reporting that bullets were whizzing by them. He's just emptying out these guns.
Oh, that's all. He just wanted to empty out his guns. That's all.
Apparently, because he didn't hit anybody. Nobody got hit with a bullet.
Because he was close to some of those kids.
So that's what they say.
And also, we actually checked out the video for that. And I guess it was one of the high school football team in the area there. And they were all kind of huddled together. Is that a good thing to be all huddled together when somebody's shooting? Or should everybody just like run for the hills, spread out? You know what I mean? That's what I would think.
I think spreading out might be a good idea.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to, you know, I mean, you could get a 2-in-1 shooting at a big group of people.
Probably a 5-in-1 if you really.
Yeah.
With a bolt action, like a gun that could kill a moose or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my point though, that you can get more than one person if they're all huddled together like that. I don't think that's a great idea.
But if you're outdoors, no. Yeah. Go inside and huddle together, but get out. But anyway, no one got killed except the dude.
Right.
Police shot him.
Police, yeah.
Yeah, they shot him in the head and he was dead just as quickly as that. And it was all done.
They only shot him because he started shooting at police.
That's what they said in the video. Right. Yeah, they shooting at all these kids, nothing happened, and then they started shooting at the police. Okay, now we're getting mad. Let's shoot this guy. Okay, I got a good shot at his hip. No. Wait till you get a good headshot.
Yeah. Don't even bother for anything under his neck.
Exactly. That's what it made. They made it seem like.
Don't shoot till you see the four of his head.
The four of his head.
You like that?
Yeah, better than the whites of his eyes.
One last thing that I wanted to actually ask you about was, do you think that the changes in Facebook could lead to Google Plus boom?
Google Plus boom. That's a new rap song, right? Google Plus boom!
Jesus. Help us.
Google Plus boom! Jesus!
He's on a roll.
I have to say no, because you know what? I just recently Google Plus went. You know what? I thought it went public, but it didn't really go public. When Google had its trial run, that was alpha. 12 million people were involved in the alpha, so they sent out X amount of invitations, and each person got a certain amount of invitations to send out until it got to about 12 million people. Mm-hmm. And so once they felt it worked good with the 12 million people, they added some features and then allowed everybody to get in, mm-hmm. but it's not out of beta.
Right.
It's still, now it is in beta, mm-hmm. but everybody can join. But then again, Google Mail was in beta for over 2-3 years, I think. So who knows what the status of Google Plus is and what a beta means. And I'm sure that's in-house as far as the names they give these things, you know, the Google Plus.
Right.
deal, like all the Google Labs stuff is. It takes a while before they can get out of beta, but will it cause Google Plus to go boom? No, the stuff that's going on in Facebook is a change, but so many people love Facebook, and that's where everybody knows they can go find their granddaughter or their best friend.
Any other news?
No news on my end. You took all my stories.
Oh, okay. Then we'll move right along.
Let's
to
move.
Talking about email.
Okay, email. Just did a little history about what email and where it came from. There's an organization that was in the U.S. Defense Department. It's called ARPA, Agency for Research and Development, or something. I'm not exactly sure what the acronym stands for. But that's actually where it started. And it started after World War II, I think sometime in the 50s. And then it took a few years, and they finally incorporated it. There was also, let me just back up a little bit. As email progressed, like the folders and sent box and inbox and all that, that took like decades to develop all that. And it only happened within one organization, this ARPA organization. And it wasn't until the different arms of the military decided we got to be able to talk to each other a little better, like we got to interconnect. And that was really the basis of internet as well. So ARPA also invented the internet as we know it today. And then they allowed schools to come in, like universities and stuff. And so it wasn't until like the 80s before we actually had a commercial piece of software that people could put on their computer to actually get email. It was all done on command line before that.
Right.
So, and I think the first one was called Pegasus. That was the very first commercial piece of software. But it also came out at the exact same time that Eudora did. Do you remember Eudora?
Yeah, I don't know that I actually used that, but I do faintly remember it.
In the late 80s, I remember that's what I used. And I was, you know, I loved it. It was like, this is great. You know, I can keep all my contacts and stuff in one place. But at that time, there wasn't a lot of people on the internet doing the email thing. And then other companies started getting into the mix as well. Then Eudora just went by the wayside, which is really too bad because they try to last like a really long time. Kind of reminds me of Netscape Navigator. You know, there was a company that they tried to charge for their email program. I think it was Microsoft who actually killed Eudora by offering Outlook Express for free. And then Eudora just went by the wayside. But it was a very powerful program when it finally bit the dust.
Wow. So yeah, there's a little bit of history for you. Let's quickly get in the demise of email.
Yeah, there's things like Facebook, which allows you to message people directly. And then there's the messaging services that are becoming more and more prevalent, where people get in contact with each other instantly because a lot more people are using smartphones, or not even smartphones. SMS is, you would think, would eventually kill email, but there's also other messaging services out there. I know Apple is introducing their iMessages thing. Samsung just introduced a service called ChatOn.
Oh, did he?
Samsung? No, Samsung, the company.
Oh, okay.
Samsung, and that is going to be available across every single platform. Like platforms I've never even heard of before. Like, so it's going to be on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, the iOS deal, and Android, of course, your Mac, PCs. It's going to be everywhere. So I think what they want to do is supplant text messaging, which I think text messaging is actually supplanting email. But like I say,
text messaging is great too. I like the idea of text messaging, but I think it's more intrusive. The email, you can just send it. Somebody's going to read it when they want, reply when they want. I mean, I like the idea of email.
It all depends on what your recipient, what their expectations are. Are they expected to reply immediately, or can they take their time and reply when
they want?
Right,
but that's the nice thing about it. Can you let me know right away? There's no rush. I mean, you can
put that right in.
You can let them know how you know, and I think most people know anyway. Is it something I need to get on right away or not, or it doesn't matter? I don't want to read it, or I don't even like this guy. You know, can you quit sending me email?
Right.
And it's all done in a way that you don't have to confront anybody even.
Right.
You know? So.
And you deal with email in somewhat of a corporate, but like a business kind of sense more so than I do. But I know I talk to other people who are like in corporate situations, and email is really the, you know, that's their main communication tool to get a hold of everybody. And a lot of people feel like they're slaves to their email because maybe my boss needs me to, you know, do something. So I got to go check my email. I got to see if he needs me or...
That's right. But I don't think it's a chore for those people. I think that's a way of life anymore for them.
Like I know.
You know, I have to check my email. I have to, you know what I mean? It's got to be with me all the time because that's how I communicate until you get on a more, you know, if you're on a closer or more personal level with any business associates, and then, you know, you would find yourself texting, or if you need a reply right away, you know what I mean? But you wouldn't spam text. I don't know how much that goes on really, unless right. people are open to that, you know, from some of the contests and stuff. I see people all the time checking their phones, the text, because they're belong to some contest. Oh, I have to answer this question back to my thing because I could win a fortune. You ever see that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like slaves, and
yeah,
they're really they're tied down. Like, you really got to put things in perspective when you're thinking about interpersonal correspondence.
Yep. Well put. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more email talk after this. And as well, some great things that we brought over from the Jabbercast. And those are Morning Music Mayhem.
TikTok.
And
Quotes and Quips.
Quotes and Quips.
What did we call it on the Jabbercast?
It was the Jabber Quote, where we dissect a...
Oh, Jabber Quote, right.
We dissect some kind of a saying or quote. Back right after this.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So we're talking about email. Lippo gave us a brief history of email, and I have some stats from, you know, within the last couple years.
You're not going to bore us, are you?
Probably a little bit, but it's interesting information. How many email users are there? And according to this Radicati group, study says that there are about 1.9 billion email users worldwide, and obviously more now. I'm certain of it because I certainly get a lot of spam.
80% of email is spam, is it not?
There you go. That makes a tad more than one in every five persons on the earth using email. For 2014, they project 2.5 billion email users worldwide. And then we get into how many email accounts. And the mailboxes commanded by these millions of users were estimated to number about 2.9 billion in 2010.
That's a lot of accounts.
Sure is. And then they break it down into like corporate users and stuff like that. And they counted 730 million business email boxes worldwide in 2010, 25% of all email accounts, 25% all corporate.
Yes.
How many emails? The millions of email users send hundreds of billions of messages every day. So how many are sent every day? Statistics counted by the same group in 2010 estimate the number of emails sent per day to be around 294 billion.
Right.
Wow.
So you multiply, let's say, 300 billion messages times 8 is 24.
Times 8?
Yeah, as in 80% of all that email.
I thought you were talking about 8 days a week.
8 days a week.
It's the Beatles hour.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, if you think there's 294 billion, 80% of those are spam.
Yeah. Lots of spam. That's for sure. And the average.
Is spam a problem for you?
No, not really. I have a spam blocker.
Yeah. Even if you use webmail, they have pretty good spam blockers. It's, you know, but they still get around it by, you know, creating new
they find
accounts.
Ways, sure.
And some sneaks in somehow.
There's some pretty innovative ways that they get around that stuff. The average size of an email message, an average email is about 75 kilobytes of size. That would be around 7,000 plain text words.
Are you a plain text emailer?
No. HTML all the way, baby.
Colorful backgrounds and flower frames.
And that's what you get in. And many messages contain formatting information in addition to mere text. So you got your rich text and your pictures and your, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually more than the actual text that's in it, that information.
Sure, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Typical 80-word plain text message, though, is around 10 kilobytes.
Or
is
10
it kilobytes K. or kilobits? Well, bytes, isn't it?
Big B is bytes. Little B is bits.
Little B is bits. That's like a song, B-I, Bicky Bye.
But who knows with you? You got all your show notes are in uppercase.
Uppercase, man. That's broadcast writing style.
So how are you supposed to know the difference? How do you differentiate kilobytes from kilobits when you do that? You would put a little B there, wouldn't you?
You'd actually spell the word.
Spell the word.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
This week, our first show, Big JD and Lippo
in the Morning,
Smoking Popes, writing a letter. Smoking Popes. Cool band from...
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you get turned on to the Smoking Popes?
There was a song they used to play, I used to hear on the radio way back.
On CJM, I bet. Because Smoking Popes were not on their... They weren't mainstream radio.
I Need You Around was the song. Sort of a punk band doing Frank Sinatra style thing. And right. I really digged it. And Lana got me the CD, actually. And then from there on, I was just in love with the Smoking Popes. And there's like... two of them are brothers, or three of them are brothers. I think three brothers and a drummer.
Cool.
From Chicago. Cool band, man.
Yep.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, it's not winter yet, but we're going to talk about the Icicle today.
The Icicle is a little device that allows you to plug a regular XLR microphone into your iPad via the Apple Camera Connection Kit. So the Apple Camera Connection Kit allows you to plug USB devices into an iPad.
Right, and this device works with that. It's not actually made for that, per se.
What device? The Icicle?
Yeah. It's actually made to plug a microphone into your computer, basically.
Right.
USB.
It allows you to plug XLR microphones into a USB.
But we were looking at it to be able to do that to the iPad.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I confused you with the iPad thing. Yeah.
Right, right.
Because actually the device we want to talk about is the Icicle. So it allows you to use broadcast quality microphones with your computer, like right out of the box, basically. You just plug the microphone into the Icicle and then plug the Icicle into either your computer or into the on an iPad, which is what really we were interested in doing. So it also allows you to use condenser mics as well, because mm-hmm. a lot of professional broadcast quality stuff is they use condenser microphones, and there's power in there as well, because it is powered by, I believe, two or three AA batteries.
Wow, that many. You should be able to power, well, bigger microphone, I guess, would take a couple batteries. It should take.
I'm thinking two, but I'm not sure.
Is there a switch for power?
Yeah, though? So you can turn up phantom power off and on, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Huh, that's pretty cool. And we were actually kind of looking into this thing for the iPad and the camera connection via the camera connection kit. And I actually got one of the camera connection kit pieces, and it's the first generation one, which doesn't work on anything anymore.
Well, it works on an iPod.
It doesn't work on my iPhone 3GS. No. Doesn't work on iPhone 3G.
Right.
and it definitely doesn't work on any iPad. And then I found information on the net that it doesn't work. But that was my old one from my 160 gig iPod Classic that I got back from a friend of mine, and you know, really to try it out, and it didn't work at all. So we would actually need the new one to actually use something like that or any other USB gizmo on the iPad.
This is the brilliance of Apple, is they adopted this 30-pin dock connector kit, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are aware of how they power up their Apple devices.
Sure.
So at any given time, there's only like at the most 8 of these pins that are being used at any one time.
Right. So they can mix them around.
So the next iteration of devices come out, they just mix the wires around. So you have to buy a new one.
Yeah.
It's genius.
What we need is some kind of, you know, like people make their own cables and make their own cat cables, and we need something that pulls this apart and makes our own dock ends.
Yeah, it's a piece of, nice. It's a piece of plastic with a USB end on one end and a dock connector on the other end, and it's like probably less than a buck to make that thing, and they sell it for, I believe, in Canada, $34, $34.95.
Is that how much? Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
About $30 in the States, I think.
$29.95. Yeah, I think it's $29.99.
But you get two. You get this. You get the one with the. Did you mention the other one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you get the one with the USB that you can plug. It's for your camera. Plug your camera cable in.
That's why they call it a camera connection kit.
Right. But I'm just saying, we've been talking about other uses. But yeah, the camera connection kit is to plug your camera in. But it comes with another one that's a card reader, basically, for your mobile device. And that's to put your SD card in from your camera. So it'll read it and pull in the pictures. So I don't know, if you're on a trip, on a vacation or something, and you're using your iPad or phone, you can dump all the pictures from your camera into your portable device, and then your camera's freed up again, basically.
You can erase your card or just use it as a backup. It's always good to bring just a bunch of SD cards with you, back them up onto your device, and then, you know, just switch out the cards.
Or even while you're on your trip to show your pictures, because it's, you know, you got a little screen on your camera, whereas you have another little screen on your device. Well, if you got an iPad, it's cooler. Something else, but
there's some displays on some of the newer cameras, like the big DSLR cameras, that are almost as big as the display on an iPod.
Yeah, displays get bigger and bigger.
Which is good.
Sure is.
So that's Tech Talk.
And now something that we mentioned, it was a big part of the Jabbercast, which you can still check out at thejabbercast.com. It was called the Jabber Quote, and now is called
Quotes and Quips. And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week on Quotes and Quips is this little quote or quip from Todd Barry. Do you know who Todd Barry is?
I don't know Todd Barry, no.
No?
No.
Do you know his brother?
Maybe his brother.
We don't know Todd Barry.
That's two first names.
Yeah. Never trust a person with two first names. No, I don't know.
Never trust his parents.
The mother wanted to call him Todd. The father wanted to call him Barry.
Why would he want to call him Barry? That's his last name.
Barry Barry.
Barry Barry. That's a cereal, is it not?
It's a what?
It's a cereal.
Berry Berry?
Yeah, breakfast cereal.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Not to be confused with Frankenberry.
That's good stuff. Oh, Frankenberry.
I'd rather send out a mass email than hang posters all over the place.
That's a lazy person, that Todd Berry guy is.
And obviously, our quotes and quips have something to do with the topic of the morning show. So
we try.
Yeah. I guess Todd Berry would rather send out a mass email rather than hang posters all over the place, which is... the wonderful thing about email.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are getting turned off to this kind of email.
Yeah.
A poster type email, like, hey, spam. It's spam, basically. Yeah, don't spam me. And there's a lot of other means of communication.
But it depends on in what context that you're doing it, I guess. I mean, if it's all your friends and, you know, you got a show going on or something like that and you know.
It all depends on the context. I agree 100%, yes.
Which, by the way, is something we both do. You can check out kingfridayrocks.com and you can check out jeffreydavid.ca if you want to check that stuff out that we do. Maybe we'll slip a little bit of that in sometime for Morning Music Mayhem. But we're pretty much out of time, so.
Okay.
That's it for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed the ride on
the inaugural episode of Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Once again, you can find us on the web. Just check out our Facebook page and they can search for us. How?
When you're in Facebook, just go to the search field up at the top of the page there and punch in Big JD and Lippo. No spaces in Big JD.
There you go. So join or like our page or whatever it is you got to do there. We'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.